Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, chapter The Behavior of a Perfect Person, it's chapter 13, text 45. Translation purport by Srila Prabhupada. The speaker of this verse is the Avadhut Mahabhagavat, whom Prahlad Maharaj met on the path. He's addressing Prahlad. The Avadhut speaks to him. Prahlad Maharaj, you are certainly a realized soul, a devotee of the Supreme Lord, and a devotee of you are certainly a self-realized soul and a devotee of the Supreme Lord. You do not care for public opinion or so-called scriptures. For this reason, I have described to you without hesitation the history of my self-realization. Srila Prabhupada's purport. A person who is actually a devotee of Krishna does not care about so-called public opinion or Vedic philosophical literatures. Prahlad Maharaj, who is such a devotee, always defied the false instructions of his father and so-called teachers who were appointed to teach him. Instead, he simply followed the instructions of Narada Muni, his guru, and thus he always remained a stalwart devotee. This is the nature of an intelligent devotee. The Srimad Bhagavatam instructs, Jagya Sankirtana Prayer Yajantihi Sumeda Shaha, which means, one who is actually very intelligent, Sumeda, must join the Krishna consciousness movement, realizing his own self as an eternal servant of Krishna. And thus, when he realizes this, he will begin to practice the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Hare. Om Anjanatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Mukam karoti vachalam angam langayate giram yad kripa tamaham bandhe shri gurum ginataranam paramananda madhavam Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sri Vasudhi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Pancha Kopa Chulyascha Kripa Sindhu Vaivaja Titanam Bhavanibhyo Vaishnavibhyo Namo Namah. In summary, this verse explains the history of an intelligent devotee. The intelligent devotee, the first point of his history, he rejects falsity. He accepts truth. He practices bhajan, or devotional service. He realizes his identity. He continues practicing, chanting of Hare Krishna. He realizes pure love of God. This is a summary of the verse. When one makes inquiry of a saintly person, there is a proper line of inquiry. So here we see, when the Avadhut explains about his history, he says, what does he say? Swa-atma. Swa-atma-vrittam. Swa-atma-vrittam. myself. What is the history of myself? So the avadut is fully understanding what is his self. Swa-atma-vritam. He doesn't give the sharir-vatam, or the sharir-vritam, the swa-sharir, my body, the history of my body. History of my body means, excuse me, Maharaj, where were you born? What year were you born? What does your father do? What does your mother do? Where did you go to college? This is called Sharir Britam, Swa Sharir Britam. The history of my body. Swa means mine or your. This history of the body. This is ignorance. Has no value. In fact, if you examine the Vaishnav Charitra, like we have Sri Chaitanya Charita Amrita, the nectarine descriptions of the life and teachings of Sriman Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, the Charitra, the characteristics, the life. When you examine any Vaishnav biography, you will see that they discuss the history of the Atma, the Swa-Atma. When does the history of the Atma begin? The history of the Atma begins when he meets Guru. So therefore, when we read about the great histories of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Narottam Das Thakur, we hear the history of the Atma. Some little tiny touch in the beginning, and he will say he was born this year, he has this Sanskrit education, and then quickly the history of the Atma. What did this soul do? How did he reject the world? What did he realize? How did he perform bhajan? What were his teachings? Who were his disciples? What was the effect of his life? What was his culmination? What was his perfection? What was his realization? This is called Swa-Atma-Vritam, the history of the devotee, the history of the soul. Because we are soul. So this verse is telling that. The Avadhut Mahabhagavat, he's telling, without any hesitation, Prahlad, he says, I have described my history to you. What history? The history of my self-realization. Without any hesitation. Prabhupada translates like this. No hesitation. But a devotee is very reluctant and very hesitant to speak about the history of his body. Oh Maharaj, where were you born? Were you married? Were you not married? As you see the avadhut, he didn't mind speaking to Prahlad about self-realization, because that would benefit Prahlad to see and to hear how did another person traverse the path of birth and death? How did another jiva attain siddhi? How did another spiritual seeker attain perfection? What did he do? How did he realize it? So Prahlad wanted to know that. That was valuable. That was important. That was interesting to him and meaningful. This is one point of the verse. And the avadhut spoke freely about the history of his Atma. Because speaking about the history of the Atma means what? To glorify Guru, to glorify Krishna, to glorify the path of Bhakti Bhajan. This is one point. So, as we mentioned, this verse explains the history of an intelligent devotee. In the first point, something loose, I think. The first point of what Prabhupada mentions in the verse is that he doesn't care about public opinion. The devotee doesn't care about public opinion or so-called Vedic literatures. He disregards public opinion. He rejects public opinion. Why? What is public opinion? Public opinion is falsity. Public opinion is untruth. Public opinion is illusion. It is not real. So a devotee, a serious spiritual speaker, a spiritual aspirant, he will reject this. As the avadhut is explaining, you are a devotee of the Lord.
You don't care about public opinion, Prahlad. You don't care what your students, what your fellow students think. You don't care if your students will mock you if you come to school with tilak. You don't care if your students will ridicule your fellow students in college will ridicule you if you wear a dhoti to college. You don't care if you wear neck beads. You don't care what the people say in the streets if you're chanting Hare Krishna or walking with bead bag. You don't care, Prahlad, about public opinion because you're a devotee of the Lord. You're interested in self-realization. So this is the point of the verse. Devotee doesn't care because he rejects it all. He rejects public opinion. And then it's the Avadhuta saying he even rejects Vedic scriptures. So-called Vedic scriptures, which promote, because the majority of Vedic scriptures are called Karmakanda. There's three levels in Vedic scripture. Karmakanda, Jnanakanda, Upasanakanda. So Upasanakanda means a path of worship, to worship the Lord. It's very less. So devotee, he doesn't care about Brahma Suyujya, Mukti, or Brahma Nirvan. He wants prema. So he rejects those scriptures that give this public opinion. Because some scriptures, they're mixed with truth, there's mixed. Some truth, some falsity. Because people are also mixed. We are mixed, we have some truth, some falsity. We want God, but we want Swarga too. We want God, Jai Radhaparta Sarthiki Jai. We want God, but we want a beautiful wife. We want God, but we want wealth. We want God, but we want position, political power. So they're Vedas for those people. Karmakanda Vedas. These are the so-called Vedas. They fulfill your material desire, which is falsity. That is a falsity being expressed from within you. To want something asat, to want something temporary, that is falsity, that is untrue. But they also extract and encourage the truth within you, which is the piety within you which goes to God. Oh God, give me a new car. Jaya Jagadisha Re, Jaya Jagadisha Re. Please give me a house by the sea and a new whatever. Some song like that they have in India. Oh Jagadish, oh Isha, oh Lord of the Universe, oh Supreme Controller, oh Jagadish, I know you're God, so you're powerful, you're Lakshmipati, you have all the money and all the power, so I have one request. You're very nice, I like you, I worship you, but I want a new house, I want a new car, a new family, etc. Happy family. So this is Karmakanda. So devotee like Prahlad Maharaj, he rejects the Karmakanda and the Jnanakanda because he doesn't want this cities of yoga. He doesn't want Sayujya Mukti. He wants prema. So there's rejection. This is the history of an intelligent devotee. First point is he rejects, renounces, detaches, rejects. He doesn't follow. He disregards the public opinion. His mother says, oh, stay home, marry the girl across the street. Forget it. I'm going to Krishna, Haribol. I'm going to Hardwar. I'm going to Himalayas. You find somebody else to marry the girl across the street. So in this way, he rejects the opinion of his mother, his beloved dear mother, because he's called by a higher calling. He's called by the soul that he wants to go back to Godhead. He wants to serve and love Krishna. Everything's very temporary in this world, very delicate. One slip, Haribo. So he rejects the opinion of his mother, father, and then his uncle, and then the school. He's going to school, he's getting straight marks in school, topmost marks. And then halfway through school, he comes to his teachers and says, my dear teachers, there's some problem. I've fallen in love with someone very beautiful. Oh, that sounds good. You're a young man, very attractive. You fall in love with some beautiful girl. Oh, no, not exactly. Not a girl. What? What kind of student? You're my student, and you've been such a good student. You're my protege, and you're learning everything nicely. And now you say you fall in love. That is okay. So, but now you say, what? You're not falling in love with the girl? No, you see, I'm feeling very shy because I respect you. You're my professor. You're in charge of my major. And I'm studying this engineering and architecture, and I know you like me, and you've given so much. I'm very shy, embarrassed. I don't know how to explain it. I fall in love with this man. My God. Yeah, that's it, God. That's right, you're right. I fall in love with God, with Krishna. And I don't want to go to school anymore. I don't want to be an architect anymore. I want to be a prema bhakta. I want to love Krishna and return to Krishna and go back home, back to God, and live an eternal, joyful life of bliss and knowledge, and forget this world and forget this school and forget the society and forget my family, friendship. Chordye, sab hogya. What? Listen, sit down. You've gone crazy. Maybe over the weekend you took some charis or something and now you've gone crazy. Listen, sit down. And then the teacher tries to brainwash him. Stay in school, get a degree, get your job, get a family, make money. And he's there. I'm sorry. I must reject you. I reject you. Goodbye. And he goes away. And he leaves that place. This is our new sound system. India is not the place for material advancement. Just forget it, man. India is a place where Atma-Tattva Gyan, self-realization, reject this microphone, reject this materialism, just forget it. We just spend, 35,000 rupees to get a microphone that works, and it doesn't work. Number one name is there, big name is there, sincere devotee is there, but Krishna, he wants us to realize, listen, Indian man, listen, you puggle. Why are you chasing the Maya? Why are you trying to be like the West, you stupid fool? Why don't you just realize you can't ever get it? You can never have it. You can never really squeeze it and enjoy it and relish it like those other fools and rascals of the world. Those other Papa Johnnies. So why don't you invest your Punya Janam and become self-realized? So the first point of intelligent devotee is that he rejects, disregards, doesn't follow, doesn't listen. He goes crazy for God. He goes crazy for Krishna. And your parents will tell you, you're crazy. And your teachers will tell you, you're crazy. And your friends will tell you, you're crazy. And you'll just look at them and say, I could care less. I've been captured. I've been captured by an enchantingly beautiful person. And there's something growing within me that is so captivating for my mind and so exciting for my heart that I don't want anything that your world has to offer. No matter how much money you offer me or how much allurements or distractions, I don't want it. I reject it. When you say like that, they say, you've gone crazy, man. So the first point, he rejects. Disregards, doesn't follow anymore, doesn't follow his mother, father, teacher, friends, society, forget it. But then the second point in the history of an intelligent devotee is that he accepts. One side he rejects, but then he accepts guru, spiritual master. He accepts truth, he rejects falsity. He rejects propaganda. He rejects illusion. He rejects Maya. But he accepts truth, the absolute truth. Let me leave this thing up. He accepts the absolute truth, Krishna and Guru. And he follows that path. So he rejects and he accepts. So you see, this is interesting. On one side he's rejecting, he's disregarding, he's not following. Illusion. But on the other side, he's accepting the absolute truth. He's accepting Krishna consciousness fully. And he's following. And he's surrendering to it. And he's submissive to it. So then, the person who's like this, who accepts this, he will accept Guru. And he will hear the Vedic knowledge from him. He'll hear from him, Shravanam. And he will relish. Soon he will relish the Srimad Bhagavatam. In one purport, Prabhupada said, he explains what happens, Srila Prabhupada explains, what happens if a person actually hears the Srimad Bhagavatam. But there is a qualification. There is a primary qualification before one can, quote, actually hear the Srimad Bhagavatam. What is that qualification? That qualification is explain. What is the qualification to actually hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, to actually relish the Srimad Bhagavatam, to actually get benefit from the Srimad Bhagavatam? Because some things happen. And if you can relish Bhagavatam, if you can hear it, there's something that happens, and we'll explain that. But first, what are the qualifications? What is required before one can hear the Srimad Bhagavatam? First thing is Guru Pada Shraya. One must accept, not reject, must accept the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master. Guru Pada Shraya. Then next point, he must take initiation from him. He must take initiation from him and follow him. Remember, he doesn't follow his parents, he doesn't follow his teachers, he doesn't follow society, but he follows Guru. He follows his spiritual master. And he follows Krishna. So he takes initiation and he follows. And then he receives knowledge from him, this Vedic knowledge. The knowledge, there's an analogy given about this transmission of knowledge between guru and disciple. If you take two pieces of wood and you rub these two pieces of wood together, that creates friction. And from that friction, fire comes. And fire can burn so many things. So when you have bona fide spiritual master who represents Krishna, he is Krishna before us. When you have bona fide spiritual master who represents Krishna, and then you have a disciple who's hearing from him, there's a friction created. There's a friction. By the contact of a sincere disciple with a bona fide spiritual master, he receives the fire of knowledge. He receives the fire of knowledge. And that fire of knowledge, that fire of knowledge that he receives from Guru, burns to ashes all the darkness of ignorance. All the darkness of ignorance is burned to ashes by the fire of knowledge given by the spiritual master. So he surrenders to spiritual master, he takes initiation, he follows. Then he performs bhajan, and he obeys his spiritual master. He's very obedient. And he thinks, Guru Mukha Padmavakya, Chitete Koriya Aikya. My only wish is that my consciousness purified by the words emanating from your lotus mouth. My consciousness. And Sri Guru Charanarati, Ese Uttama Bhakti. Charanarati, Guru Charanarati. If one has Rati, Rati means attachment, means love, affection, attachment, love for the Guru Charana. Shri Guru Charane Rati, Ese Uttama Gati. Shri Guru Charana Rati, Charana Rati. This attachment for Guru will give Uttama Bhakti. Not just some type of bhakti, but Uttama Bhakti, Kevala Bhakti. In the first line we sing, Sri Guru Charana Padma, Kevala Bhakti. This Kevala Bhakti, unalloyed, pure bhakti, prema bhakti, braja bhakti. Radha Krishna prema. That will come from Sri Guru Charana Rati. So we're obedient to spiritual master, we practice bhajan, perform devotional service, and what happens then? And we're speaking now about the history of the intelligent devotee. He rejects, he accepts initiation, he follows, he practices. Then, after practicing, realization. Oh, actually, I'm not this body. I'm the Atma. I realize it. I feel it. I perceive it. I see it. I understand it. Unequivocally, absolutely, without a doubt, unswervingly, unfailingly. So he realizes his identity as a spirit soul. And simultaneous to that, because he's under a premaka bhakta, he realizes, I am meant to serve the Supreme Lord Krishna. I am meant to love the Supreme Lord Krishna. So he continues to practice. This is the history. He continues to practice his bhakti bhajan, his devotional service. And then he realizes, not only does he realize, first he realizes his identity. My sarup, I'm the general definition of a sarup, I'm Krishna's servant. And as he practices more, he realizes his eternal identity. And he realizes the identity of Krishna. And he realizes his relationship between Guru and Krishna and himself. And as he practices more and more in this development of his history of self-realization, he develops pure love of God. And he goes back to God. So this is what's being told here, is about the history of the intelligent devotee. He has this experience. So it's a very nice verse being spoken by the Avadhut, Mahabhagavat. He was, in summary, he was very eager to speak about his history of self-realization. And he was glorifying Prahlad Maharaj, because he said, Prahlad Maharaj, you're self-realized and you're a devotee of the Lord. And you reject, you don't care for public opinion. So this is this strength we should get from this verse. See the example of Prahlad Maharaj. He was only a young boy. Young boys of 5 years old are very impressionable. They're easy to mold. They're easy to control. They're easy to intimidate. You can easily intimidate or frighten a young child. But an adult, a grown man with education and position and some prestige, it's very difficult to intimidate him or to frighten him or to sway him or change him. But look at Prahlad at 5 years old, so much dridabrata, so much determination. Nothing could sway him. He was not intimidated. He was not intimidated. He was not afraid of his fellow students or his teachers or his father. He was not afraid of death. His father tried to kill him so many ways. He was not afraid. He didn't give up his Krishna consciousness. Never. So we pray to Prahlad, oh Prahlad, I'm not like you. Prahlad, I'm not like you. I'm hearing about your glories in this verse, how you don't care about public opinion or all these Vedas. But myself, I'm very uptight. I'm very self-conscious. I'm very worried about what other people think about me, how I look. Oh, I'm afraid to let anybody know that I'm a devotee. And when I go out in the public, I put on my quote, karmic clothes. When I go to the shopping store, I go here or there. I don't want to go as a devotee. I don't want to wear tilak. Someone may see me. What if my teacher sees me or my friend sees me? So afraid. I'm going home to Bombay. I'm going home to visit my friends. Where's my suit and tie and shirt and pant? Lock away the dhoti, tilak, forget all that. That's my costume. That's my costume. In the business field, they have a phrase, dare to be great, dare to be different, dare to be great. If you want to be great, attain something, you have to be a little different. Act a little differently, behave a little differently. If you want to be an Olympic champion, win the Olympics, you can't be an ordinary athlete. You have to be a super athlete. What does it mean to be a super athlete? That it means no parties. It means you practice day and night, 10, 12, 15 hours a day, special diet, very restriction, controlling yourself. Then you win the Olympics. Not some anybody athlete. First you win national, then international. So if you want to be great, you have to be very different than your friends. Your friends are going to parties and chasing girls and this and that, eating anything. But you have to be very strict, very controlled diet, so much protein, vitamins, all these things, lifting weights, running. So what to speak if you want to attain liberation? How great a proposal that is. What an exalted goal that is. So do you think you can get liberated, what to speak of prema, just by being ordinary athlete, regular athlete? You have to be different. You have to be special, super devotee, super sincere. Don't just walk along, hari bol, then you're back to God in Nikunj Lila. Not exactly. Lifetimes of intense tivrena bhakti yogena. Where's our tivrena? This is no tivrena. It is vyavasayatmika bhakti yogena. I mean, it's many bahushaka. It's bahushaka bhakti yogena. Many branched. We have many branches in our bhakti. This way, that way, this conception, that misconception, this concoction, this offense, that aparad. There's no tivrena. Tivrena bhakti yogena in second canto Bhagavatam. Tivrena means like laser beam. You know laser? Laser doesn't go to the right. It doesn't go to the left. It doesn't go up or down or backwards. It goes straight, like an arrow. You know, laser. Penetrating, concentrated, penetrating, focused, powerful. So if you want power, you have to focus. You have to concentrate. You have to penetrate. That type of bhakti. If you practice like that for a few lifetimes or many lifetimes, then you'll get prema. Then you'll get mukti. You get this liberation or whatever. We don't want liberation, we want prema. But there's some kind of many branch bhakti. This is a little bhakti, a little karma, karma and bhakti and the jnana and this and that. Thousands of lifetimes. So take strength from this verse from Prahlad Maharaj. Don't care what the world thinks. If you want to go to the spiritual world, you have to be ready. If you're serious about going to the spiritual world, you have to be ready to turn your back on this world and everybody in this world and walk out once and for all and never turn around. If you walk along and say, well, wait a minute. There was a lot of good friends back there. His teachers tried to brainwash him the other upside down. He said, yes, 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 yes. Indian style. Indian style. Prahlad, his teachers were brainwashing him. Be a good karmi, be a materialist, be a politician. Be a politician like your old man. Go into business, conquer a few kingdoms, learn diplomacy. Prahlad. He said, yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes. Like Indian style. You say, yes, 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 and you do whatever you want. Indian style. Someone tells you, your boss tells you, do this, do this, do this. Yes, yes, yes. Then you do whatever you want according to your speed and your desire. This is India. So Prahlad, he was original man. So he says, yes, 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 father, yes, father, yes. And then when he leaves and the teachers leave, hey, Haribo, everyone. Kirtan, Nam Kirtan. We're not this body, we're Krishna's servant. Haribo, Haribo. Hey, take some prasadam. I offered everything nicely to Krishna. Sit down, throw away that boga, take this prasadam. And they're all taking prasadam. Mmm, Prahlad is very good. Our mother also made samosas, but how come your samosas are better than ours? Hey, Baba, you have to offer it to Vishnu. Vishnu prasad is something different. You're eating this daitya prasad. And daitya prasad, the prasad of your daitya mother is no good. Daitya means demon, asura. Asura Bhog. Don't eat this Asura Bhog. Did your mother prepare to eat this Vishnu Prasad that I'm offering? Oh, Prahlad. Mmm. Such nice. Here, offer my stuff too. So he takes all their Bhog and he meditates, smart. And it is today Vishnu. And then Vishnu accepts and then everyone, oh, then he takes Prasad. Then after you take Prasad, what happens? You start dancing, Haribo, Haribo. So they, at tiffin hour, during tiffin hour in the school, is a huge prasad feast, mahotsav. Then after prasad, naturally there's kirtan. And then everyone's feeling good and the atmosphere is purified. And Prahlad, they would say, Prahlad, Prahlad, so look, sit down on this rock. We don't have any asan, please forgive us. But sit on this rock under the tree and tell us something about Krishna. Tell us some shastra, some philosophy. All right. He would sit there. Oh, and all the students would say, yeah, Prahlad. They'd be so eager to hear from Prahlad. And Prahlad would tell them, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Padasevanam. Oh, nectar, nectar, come on, more Prahlad. He would start speaking the shlokas of Bhagavatam, Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Padasevanam. Oh, yeah. How do you do it, Prahlad? How do you serve? How do you serve Vishnu? Well, you chant his name, and you hear about him. So he started speaking to them. Then the teachers came back. Hey! What's going on? What's all this samosas all over the walls, sweet rice on the walls, big feast? What's going on? Desk upside down, ink all over the place. What went on here? Some crazy. Nothing, everything's okay. We had some fight during lunch, we had some fight, don't worry. So like this, Prahlad was not afraid to be a devotee. He didn't care anything. He'd preach everywhere to everyone. And always be a devotee in the morning, in the night, in the afternoon. Every day, every minute, devotee. Tilak, dhoti, everything. And by his example, by his power, by his strength, he changed the world. And if we pray for his mercy, he will change us also. Well, give him this weakness of heart. And stand firm. Stand and fight. Krishna tells Arjuna, stand and fight. What is this, sannyasi? You want to put your tail between your legs and go to the forest? Like the dog? The dog won't fight, so he can take the tail and goes, whoop. When a dog's going to fight, the tail's... But then when he sees this guy's bigger than me, goes under. He runs away. So we're like that. We're in the temple, our tails are up. Hey, I'm Krishnadas, I'm temple commander. Watch out, my tail's up. But that tail is not a dog's tail. That's a scorpion's tail. Scorpion's tail is also up, you know? The scorpion, what do you say in Hindi, scorpion? Rishku or whatever it is. So that tail will sting you and bite you. So the scorpion tail of our hunkar is flying high over our heads. See? This is the scorpion tail of a hunkar, false ego, pride. I'm a big devotee, watch out. If you get near me, boing, ding, I'll bite you and sting you with my poison. And then you'll think, yeah, when I sting you with my poison, what will you think? Hey, I want to be a big devotee someday too. This is the infection of Maya. So, don't be like that. Your tail is up in the temple. Yes, I'm Krishnadas, but then you go out to see your family. You go to Noida to see your parents or somewhere. Then the tail goes down. Wipe off the tilak. You're driving. You have your karmic clothes on. You're driving in the car. You're looking in the mirror. Oh, I still have tilak on. My God. My father sees me with tilak. He'll write me out of the will. I was supposed to get 5 crores of rupees, but oh, where's the water? You know, where, oh, that my sika. Oh, God, my sika. Gotta hide the sika somehow. You go see your father. Don't knock that tail down. That is a coward. Just stand up and be a devotee. And just reject this world, accept Krishna, accept Guru, and go back home, back to Godhead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Grantaraj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Lada Parthasarathi Ki. Maharaj. Actually, I'm glad you made that point, how we're protected by Srimad Bhagavatam. Because we were explaining how one becomes eligible to relish Srimad Bhagavatam. And if one relishes Srimad Bhagavatam, there are some effects, which we forgot to mention. There are effects, there's benefits, there's results. If you actually hear the Srimad Bhagavatam, the first thing that will happen is, if you actually hear Srimad Bhagavatam, then we explain, how do you actually hear the Srimad Bhagavatam? How do you become qualified to hear the Srimad Bhagavatam? That we explain. Guru Parashraya, Diksha, Seva, Sharanagati, Vigyan. So, if you come in that line, then, when you hear Srimad Bhagavatam, you'll actually hear it and get the benefit. The first thing that will happen is, you will become free. You'll become free from desires for sense gratification and mental speculation. You'll become free from the desire for material enjoyment and mental ideas. And the second thing is that within you, by hearing Srimad Bhagavatam in that way, a strong desire will rise to serve the Lord. Within you, a desire will rise to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And the propensity to love Krishna will also manifest within that sincere devotee who is hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. And as one continues to study the Srimad Bhagavatam and hear in that way, he'll realize his spiritual identity and attain love of Godhead. Prema Bhakti. This is the result, this is the benefit of his hearing of Srimad Bhagavatam. And if these things aren't happening, one is not really hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam for the different reasons. Maybe he hasn't accepted Guru, or he hasn't accepted fully, or he's not really following. This is the conclusion of that point. And Bhagavatam is Krishna. So as you're protected by Krishna everywhere and anywhere, you're also protected by Bhagavatam, the teachings of Bhagavatam, the light of Bhagavatam.